Facing the Wind, A True Story of Tragedy and Reconciliation by Julie Salomon. Copyright 2001 by Julie Salomon. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For Bill. Forward. I first heard of the Rowe family in the summer of 1995 when my second child was 8 months old. It was a happy time for me. My children were healthy and well cared for, and I was incapable of making that assertion without knocking on wood. Why tempt fate? I knew terrible things could happen whether or not I lived up to my parental responsibilities. I had been exploring various subjects to write about when a friend introduced me to Edith Pat, who for many years had been the chief social worker at the Industrial Home for the Blind in Brooklyn and had a story to tell. In the early 1970s, Edith had organized a support group for the mothers of blind children enrolled in the agency's nursery school. Some of the children had additional handicaps, including severe autism and inexplicable seizures, and there was one case of bilateral anophthalmia, a child who was born without eyes. The women had developed abiding friendships that helped them weather motherhood in its most difficult form. Now their children were grown, and the women, the mothers as they called themselves, were interested in having someone write about their experiences. Their higher purpose may have been to help others who found themselves in similar straits, but they also wanted recognition for the battles they'd fought on the domestic front. Their struggles may not have had the cinematic glamour of war, but they were as searing to the spirit. While most wars come to an end, caring for a handicapped child